What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. Show, you see that man in the picture, you know who he is. He's been on this show the most times ever, believe it or not. He has. It is the one and only coach at Howard Bison, of my man Kenny Blakeney on the show. Coach, looking good in your glasses, the hair is popping. I see you, bro. You're flossing.
Hey, it's been a great summer, boss. It's been a great summer, but I gotta get back to work now.
Yes, sir. Yes. Yes, I've seen on Twitter, what was called X now, the guys moving in their first day, your freshmen. So how good was it to see your guys moving on campus, getting graduated in the Howard community that we know is very great, loving and supportive, and excited for a new year, man, defend this MEAC championship that you got, man.
Yeah, you know, school started on Monday, so our guys have been moving in over the last probably 7 to 10 days, and the campus is vibrant. The weather here in D.C. has been spectacular. And I know, like, walking around campus today, we had Soul Food Thursday in the cafeteria. So went over to the Cav, had a great meal, was there interacting with a lot of the students on campus and welcoming the incoming students to Howard and the community. We had a job fair right on the middle of the yard. So campus is booming, man. This is one of the most vibrant happening campuses in the country.
Yes, it is. You know, I got to have Soul Food Thursday. So tell me, what was on the menu, man? Like, I love some soul food now. What's on that menu, bro?
Well, I can tell you what was on my plate. I had the fried chicken, the macaroni and cheese, had some yams and some collards, man. So it was a good meal for me this afternoon.
The dessert, you know, the caramel cake, chest pie, you know, any dessert.
You know what I did, boss man? I went for the warm chocolate chip cookies. So okay. I saw them coming out the oven, and I was like, oh, yeah, I'm going after them.
I feel you on that, man. I feel you on that. You know, like, though, it's funny, like, you know, like, it's a fish place in Atlanta called Ed's Fish, man. Every Friday, you know, I go there, get me a two-piece catfish, spaghetti, coleslaw, toast, and a caramel cake with some sweet tea. Every Friday.
Hey, boss man, I think we need to do a show just you and I talking about all the little places around the country we done frequented, man, and had great meals. Because I would certainly love that spot.
Yes, that'll be a great spot, man. You know, let's do that, bro. You really would, man. And, you know, seeing the your players on social media, man, I can see I feel like you already had that chemistry, even with the new guys you brought in, man. Just seeing that, that's how happy they are. You can tell that they want to be a part of this Bison community, be a part of what you're building, man. How does it feel on the ground seeing these guys come in, send them beer, been a part of this great Howard community you all are building up there, man.
Yeah, I got chill bumps when you said that, because I'm just thinking to the point of like where we started and where we are now. And where we are now, boss man, is that we have young men that understand what Howard University is about. They understand who Howard, you know, alums are and what they've done, you know, post-graduation. They understand the things that we do here on campus with our social activism, with our community service, and things that we've done on the court too, and they want to be a part of that. So it's kind of neat to see the evolution of the program where we're getting young men that fit our profile of who we are and the things that we do on and off the court.
And when I'm seeing two coaches, this bro, like you always talked about it from day one being the dream factory. I'm seeing it in real life come to this and what I see on social media, because it's truly like these men living their dreams, being able to accomplish what they want to accomplish, meeting people in high standing in our country, and getting able to be touched them as well, and by being in D.C. So it's like, I see it when you all post to put it out there. It truly is becoming, as you want it to be, the dream factor.
Yeah, I think, you know, what Howard stands for and the culture, man, and the tradition, the history, we're just trying to keep that legacy, you know, proud and vibrant and moving along, man. So we're not doing anything that, you know, our I don't want to say our ancestors, but the people before us have done, right? We're just kind of taking that baton and running with it. And hopefully we're making all of those people that have come before us really proud.
Yes, and I think you're doing a great job. But, you know, I know you don't really make it about yourself, man, but you got four Coach of the Year awards, you know, one of them being the John McClendon Award, because his name on the court, Tennessee State, is John McClendon Court. And I know a lot about Coach McClendon. But how did it feel, man, to get that award for this, for John McClendon, and the four other awards you got for the year you all had, knowing what I know, too, where you came from to accomplish what you accomplished last year?
Boss man, I it's part of, and you know me, and I part of it is like, yeah, I've thought about it a little, but because of we're trying to continue to push the narrative and we're trying to push the envelope of, you know, who we are as a basketball program, I stay, you know, pretty present with the work. So I haven't really done a whole lot, you know, in terms of like saying, okay, let me reflect and think about, you know, this and what. It's been like, okay, we've gotten to this point. Let's take a deep breath. Okay, we're back to work. And, you know, we're trying to continue to push and see what new innovative things we can do. We have a new social initiative that we're going to unveil, hopefully on Monday. We're still going to do stuff in the Black maternal health space. You know, we have our guys that have done a whole lot with the social initiatives that were done, and even guys that are transferring in, guys like Seth Towns, who was involved in the Columbus, George Floyd protests and was arrested in those protests. You know, there's so many different things that, you know, when we're kind of trying to push the narrative of who our program is going to continue to be and build on that, it's really hard to kind of sit still and think about, you know, especially with an individual award that, you know, I'm truly blessed and honored to receive. And I, you know, growing, not going to say growing up, but spending my time in Durham at Duke and knowing what John McClendon meant to North Carolina Central, but also meant to our basketball community and the basketball world, you know, it's pretty damn special.
You know, 100%, bro. And I feel like, you know, you've been a worker since you've got there, man. You've been working, trying to find the right way. And I can say this as your friend, like, just seeing you work and knowing what you had to deal with behind the scenes sometimes, and just seeing how you persevered and how you just keep going at it, man. Like, I commend you for it, because a lot of people, less people would have tapped out. But you had a vision, a mission, and you're attacking it. And I think you're a great example for your players, because you persevered through some stuff, And look where you are now on the other end of it.
Well, that was the whole plan. You know, like it got to some points, boss man, where I just knew that pouring into our program with, you know, trying to be a leader, a mentor, a big brother for our players, a coach for our players, to try to build a program, try to fundraise, to try to, you know, make things better. My whole thing was is like, can we provide everything for our players so they don't compromise or don't feel like they're compromising anything by attending Howard? That's always been my mantra behind what we do at Howard. So if, you know, raising money to try to go get a practice gym, you know, the practice gym, boss man, will be done in October. You know, new locker rooms. Well, the new locker rooms will start construction this year. New offices. We're getting the new offices that will start construction this year. So continuing to try to build and establish a program, because I know with our brand being in Washington, D.C., and that is such a historic university like Howard, which academically is one of the richest universities in the country, programs that I really felt like we can get it popping.
Yeah, because if you can match athletics with academic, you got something special right there. If you can match academic and athletic, and I think you being a Dukie, going to Duke, you've seen how that operates. And I think that your ideas are great for the university, because sometimes you need that from a been a PWI to kind of bring that in so you kind of see how it is, so you can rematch athletics to that and academics. We got something special. We're doing it. So I think you're on the right path, man.
Well, precedents are good for everything, man. I love when people maybe either outside of our university set precedents and we can share and educate one another on practices that may make our program better from other programs or other people who are doing similar things that are trying to build and establish, you know, long-term success and sustainable success, you know, from nothing.
No doubt. And you know what? Your brand awareness of Howard is just one of a kind, because no matter if I'm in Memphis or Birmingham, Montgomery, Jacksonville, people tell me, hey, you had a Howard coach on your show, either you or Larry, and I enjoyed that. I went to Howard. So when I go out, people see you talk to me about hearing you all on my show. It's like, man, you all's brand is strong. So I'm out in Indianapolis hearing about Howard, the Bison, and stuff I've done. Like, I'm going to tell you, bro, you all's brand is strong. And I feel like that brand presence is going to get increased as you build this thing even more. Larry begins to win even more. What Sam is doing in golf and what Nick is doing in tennis and swimming. I mean, you all are building something there. And athletics is going to be very much hard to duplicate. But it's great for people exposure of what you all are doing as coaches and your players.
Yeah, absolutely. I really feel that we need to give our flowers to our guys, though. You know, Dr. Wayne Frederick, who's our outgoing president, and Mr. Kerry Davis, our athletic director, who hired all of those coaches that you spoke so glowingly about. Those guys did a great job in, I think, selecting and the coaches, the right coaches. I mean, you know, you can either go to Coach Torrey Tyson in softball, women's softball. You can go to Sean Kaufman in volleyball, women's volleyball. You know, there's so many different people that it's almost like the golden age of Howard sports. And, you know, all that credit needs to go to Mr. Kerry Davis and Dr. Wayne Frederick.
Yes, and they made great choices, great hiring choices in all you all. And, you know, bro, I'm asking you, bro, like for you, man, this with so many new guys as you hit November, are you going to be doing a lot of more installed than usual, more teaching than usual, because you have 8 new guys and added another guy as well? So how much teaching are you going to be doing versus just trying to build off of what you already established?
That's a great question, boss man. I'm right now trying to tinker and figure it out a little bit. You know, I did not do anything with our guys over the summer. I didn't do one drill with them. I didn't coach them any. I let him be. I watched him play a little pickup from time to time, but I really did not talk to him, coach him, and in terms of things on the court. I thought that our season went so long and that it was an intense couple years from our year from 2021 and our year 2022, where I just wanted to step back. And I think they needed a break and I needed a break. But I was here for them. I was, you know, certainly spending time with them off the court as much as I could. They're coming through the office, watching film, whatever those things are. I thought that was really important. And now that we have all of them here on campus, for the first couple of days, I just wanted to watch them play pickup again and kind of see what we had and who we can eventually become. I think next week when we get on the court and we start doing a little bit more technical things, it's going to be breaking down to the fundamentals. But while we're doing that, I don't want to lose sight of our conditioning and also, you know, not being robots by having a chance to get up and down and do 5-on-5 things. We're going to do a hell of a lot more just playing this year. But I want to make sure that the details that we need to have and the foundation with the fundamentals that we need to have are so crisp that, you know, those things become second nature as we start to get up and down the floor a little bit.
Yeah, because I feel like you can kind of really gauge which avenues that just let the guys play kind of without some structure. You kind of can really tell who's in tune, who does what. So when you try to give them some structure, they tighten up and start thinking. This is when you see them, this is when they're playing, not thinking. I feel like you do get that good evaluation of what you really have when they don't have to think when they do something.
No, that's a great point. That's a great point. It's the paralysis through analysis, right? And hopefully we can play through that. And, you know, we got some older guys on our team this year, some guys that have been around and they've been at good programs and have played for good coaches. So I really feel like we have a chance to, you know, expedite this process fast, but you don't want to move too fast where you're doing things that may jeopardize. You know, you can lose a lot of games in August and September, but you can't win games in August and September.
You get up there, right? And we hope you win a lot of games. We hope you get that MEAC championship again. I'll be in the bar watching again on my birthday. God bless this past.
Well, boss man, we get to come down to Atlanta this year and play the Ramblin' Wreck of Georgia Tech.
What day is that?
I want to say that is November the 9th. November 9th.
Let me see my schedule. I will make it a point to be there. I'll even fake like I'm sick, I'll do it. Yeah, I'll be sick that day. Yeah, we're going to play at Orlando that day. I'll just, something came up that day. Yes, sir. You playing Damon Stoudemire, my guy.
We are playing Coach Stoudemire, man. He's been a good friend and somebody that I really cherish having conversations with.
So I'll assume you get there on the 8th, so I'll make sure I'm in tow. I'll be there, brother.
Absolutely. And we're going to stick around a little bit, boss man, on the 10th and do some stuff with Ambassador Young and go hopefully do a tour of MLK Church and the CNN and the NBA Network and all those different things down there and have a great educational experience for our guys as well.
Well, I'll definitely do that with you, too. So I'll do that with you, and we'll go out and do our thing, too, man. So we'll keep that between you and I. Hey, bro, you know, as you know, you're 2-0 when I show up, bro. You're 2-0 when I show up. So maybe.
Hey, we'll make sure you're in the house on that game because that would be a special one.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Bro, it's possible to chat with you, my brother. I love our chats, man. Actually, you've been on the show more than anybody, man. So you're my guy. And I hope, I know you feel the same way too, man. I'm always here for you. You already know that, brother.
Thank you, boss man. Anytime, man. You already know. Love
All
what you're
right.
doing, man. I see you blowing up, bro.
I'm trying, brother. I'm trying.
Nah, you doing it. You're doing it. I love it.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, BLEAV, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.